Let's talk sport now with Joe Porter. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Just a quick note, too, on the football. It's gone to penalties, hasn't it? Nil all, Morocco and Spain. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk rugby first, because the super coach, Eddie Jones, yeah. Gone. Boy, yeah. Brutal.
Yeah, it is. Look, not just 9 months out from the World Cup in France. Of course, Eddie Jones was contracted until the end of the tournament next year, but he's been let go following a review of England's November series, in which they obviously had that come-from-behind draw with the All Blacks at Twickenham and were beaten in their last game of the year by an understrength South Africa side at Twickenham. And in fact, they were booed off by their fans, which is a very rare occurrence at that stadium. So I guess that was the final straw for England rugby. They decided Eddie Jones isn't the man to lead them to success at next year's World Cup, despite him having the highest win ratio of any England coach in history. It's the last recent results that haven't really gone his way. They only won five of their 12 tests this year. Well, they lost five of their 12 tests this year. They only won five of their 12 games in 2022, and they had three of their five losses were in the Six Nations. So they just haven't been performing at the level required. And it's also some of the rhetoric that's come out of Eddie Jones, talking about, hey, don't worry, this team's going to be good as gold. Give me 3 months next summer, I'll turn them into a World Cup winning team. We'll come out with a different attacking structure and we'll play different rugby. But it was just getting harder and harder to sort of justify that rhetoric as the results were continuing not to come. So he's been given the axe. And at this point, it's not clear who's going to take over. But Richard Cockerell, their forwards coach at the moment, has been given temporary charge of the team.
Yeah, I mean, some parallels with the All Blacks in terms of the number of losses and these sorts of things. Yeah. We've obviously decided to stay, or the All Blacks have started to stay with Ian Foster. But of course, Scott Robertson is never far from the conversation. He could be England. But then I see you've got Warren Gatland coming out saying, New Zealand's got to sign him up, get him in place early. Doesn't matter that we're not to the World Cup yet.
Yeah, look, and I think there would be a fair few New Zealand fans who would agree with Warren Gatland's statements that New Zealand rugby must do anything and everything they can to ensure that Scott Robertson isn't lost to New Zealand rugby and they sign him up for a long-term future post this World Cup, irrespective of what happens with the results there with Ian Foster. So some
pretty
strong comments from Warren Gatland.
Have we done that before?
No, never before. New Zealand rugby is one of the most conservative sporting organisations in the world. They've never, ever signed a coach before the end of a World Cup. They'll go through a review process. If Ian Foster wins next year, there could be a good case to retain him. However, that's a long way away just yet. But no, they've never signed a coach before the end of someone else's tenure. I don't believe they've ever sacked a coach during their tenure. And obviously, they went with the conservative option of retaining Ian Foster over Scott Robertson last time and including in the review earlier this year.
Well, look, if Foster wins, loses, he's gone, right? Wins, he'd probably walk away as well, wouldn't he? I mean, that would be an amazing achievement. He hung on and wins the World Cup. Boy, he'll be waiting for his knighthood. But then Scott Robertson's got to. So why not sign him up? Yeah.
Well, exactly. And I think that's what Warren Gatland's saying. Why not make sure that none of these other international teams who are looking for new coaches at the moment poach? I mean, Wales just sacked Wayne Pivac and signed up Wayne Gatland less than 9 months before the World Cup. England have done the same with Eddie Jones. They're looking at Steve Borthwick, who's one of their premiership coaches over there. He's the favourite to take over. But Scott Robertson is on the bookies list as an outside chance to take over that role. And if that happened, he'd be lost to New Zealand rugby for at least the next World Cup cycle. And if he had any success with England next year, he'd probably be gone for the next one too. So you make a good point, and so does Warren Gatland. However, New Zealand rugby, they are very, very conservative. I can't see Mark Robinson coming out and doing something so bold.
Just finally, World Cup, Morocco, it's 1-0 in the shootout. Kind of think Spain might have the edge in the shootout, wouldn't they? They're more experienced. But a good result for Morocco regardless, because they're underdogs in this game, right?
Yeah, and look, a fantastic tournament for Morocco. They've had some upsets along the way against some top teams, Belgium being one of them. And of course, they have surprised a lot of people along the way. Spain, yes, have more experience in these big tournaments, especially in penalty shootouts. You'd expect them to come through, but Morocco taking the early advantage. And regardless of what happens in this result, they can be very proud of their efforts at this World Cup. And it has been a great World Cup so far.
Joe Porter, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate that. We'll keep you updated on that goal shootout at the FIFA World Cup this morning.